Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK is brought to you in part by Rockies Marine, selling Yamaha four-stroke outboards from a 2.5-horsepower portable to the F-350 V8, all rated for ultra-low emissions, including the 4.2-liter V6, 225, 250, and 300-horsepower models. Yamaha's full four-stroke lineup, Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, and Saturday, 9 to 1, and on the web at rockiesmarine.com. 772-3949 or toll-free 800-478-3949. Tradio is also supported by Petersburg Properties, connecting buyers and sellers with local, residential, commercial, and remote property opportunities in Petersburg and Wrangell on the web at petersburgproperties.com.
Good morning, Julie.
Good morning.
Mm-hmm.
Were you wanting me to sing the Tradio theme song?
Yeah, could you actually?
I forgot the words. It goes along like that. That's mm-hmm. right. Well, it is definitely time for Tradio, and the community calendar has been so full this week. I can't really even get off into next week because there's so much happening now.
Uh-huh.
I'm hoping people will call and clarify.
And the number that you should use.
Oh, please.
Is 907-531-8049. And that is because the ghost in the machine of KFSK, has been making its intentions known. And so we're still trying to work out our old phone number. But the temporary phone number you should be using is 907-531-8049.
I have noticed that a lot of people just sort of have that muscle memory of dialing 3808.
I do.
Yeah.
I wake up in the morning, I'm like, I should talk to Julie.
Well, the phone rings, but there's nobody there. And then they have the same sensation of like, someone picked it up, but I can't hear them.
I know.
So
it feels almost scornful, and we promise we do want to hear from you. It's
exactly.
Not that we're ignoring you. It's just that our numbers are in a mix.
They are in a mix. Well, as we wait for people to call, I was wondering if you wanted to look at some of the things happening. That moose meat distribution, sounds like a very
that's
important
exciting.
Thing. Yes, it is.
So
and that's so, tomorrow morning.
That's tomorrow morning.
Mm-hmm.
So who caught those moose?
I believe Petersburg Rotary is responsible for getting the moose meat. They didn't go out and shoot it, but they have it, and they had it processed, and
uh-huh.
they make it available to nonprofits. So I think it probably goes up to Mountain View when you hear moose meatloaf on the menu.
Oh, right.
And sometimes the school gets some, I think. Desi, correct me if I'm wrong. But anyway, when they have left over, then they distribute it in the community.
That is so cool. So here's the PSA for that. It's tomorrow at 10 a.m. in front of Coastal Cold Storage on Main Street, and there's about 200 pounds available, and Petersburg families can receive 4 pounds each in two packages. It's first come, first served. So that's tomorrow at 10 a.m.
That's good. Do we have a caller?
Yeah, we do have a caller.
Okay.
No, exciting.
Can you turn my volume up?
Yes. Okay, caller on line one, you're on the air. Can you hear us?
Yeah, thank you. This is Sarah Holmgren. I'm calling for Close Up. I know we have a couple of PSAs out there on what's going on, but I just wanted to remind people that maybe you're listening this morning. We have Christmas trees that were harvested and are at Bloomster House. If you don't want to brave the weather
mm-hmm.
and want to check out and get one of the trees, we're looking for a $50 donation, but also, you know, if you decide otherwise, that's fine too. But we've got a handful of them down there. You can just go into the shop and Stacy will help you. But take a look at them and save yourself a trip out the road.
Oh, yes.
And then the second item we have is coming up on Men's Night Out, which is December 19th. We'll be having gift wrapping your presents from 4 to 8 p.m. at Anchor Properties. And come on down and bring your gifts, and the teenagers will wrap them for you while you continue to shop downtown. So those are two fundraisers we have. The kids are fundraising to go to Washington, D.C. This has been a trip every other year for decades, and they spend a week seeing the sights, but also learning about the federal government and how it works. So,
wow,
it's
fantastic.
A very educational trip.
Okay.
So, thank you.
Sarah, thank you. Do you still have a high school basketball player in your house?
I do, yes.
So I know that the varsity team is going to play the alumni on Saturday, and then there was some talk of a Kahlua pork dinner fundraiser. Do you know anything about
yes.
that?
Yes. Sorry, I should probably plug that as well.
Well,
<you, Julie. laughs>
since we're talking about kids.
Yes. So they're doing a dinner in the afternoon. You can. It's actually quite fun because they're going to have the C-team boys play each other scrimmage, then they're going to have a JV scrimmage, and then they're going to also have the boys alumni game with the varsity. So it's kind of an afternoon of basketball and really yummy food that you can't normally get unless it's a fundraiser. We can't go buy it at any of the restaurants in town. So if you're looking for tickets, you can call actually the office at this point because the boys are supposed to hand in their tickets today.
Okay.
But I'm sure we still have some. They're $25 each. They'll be in to-go bags or packs. So if you don't want to sit and eat in Viking Cafe, you can take it with you and have it before or after the dance recital. Or buy a few extra, and you've got food on Sunday as well. So
that sounds good. What is the office number? Do you know?
Hold on. I will look real quick.
Are we just the high school office? People can look that up, too.
It is, mm-hmm. But it is 800 number, so let me just look real quick.
I know.
I don't have...
Well, that's okay. People...
here we go. 877-526-7656.
I don't know why that number is so hard to memorize, but it just is.
Mm-hmm. I can't.
Yeah.
On my phone.
But anyway, because when it says find a basketball player, that implies some inside knowledge that not everyone has that might want Kahlua dinner.
Right. And you can also just show up. But it's great to know ahead of time just so we know we are making enough. Right.
Exactly. So. Well, thanks so much for all that information. That really clarifies something. That dinner sounds delicious. Always fun. And that's the first part of the basketball season, right?
It is. Yeah, we have... The boys and girls start, they already are hitting the ground running literally next weekend with, I think girls, Craig is here, and boys head to Craig.
And
so
is that
right before the holidays?
Is that conference or non-conference?
I think those are conference ones, yeah, because they're in our 2A conference. So, yes, we need them to be able, we need Craig to be able to get here and Petersburg to get there.
Okay, and we need to figure out how to put that on the air.
Hopefully some good weather. Yeah. Thank you.
Okay, well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for calling.
Yeah. All right, have a good day.
Yeah, you too.
Bye. Wow, Julie, you are asking all of the right questions.
Well, I got a piece of information that you and I will get to work with.
That's fantastic.
High school basketball is usually on the air here.
I am excited.
Yeah.
I've never been at a radio station where that happens.
Well, it's kind of nice.
It is kind of nice.
Yes, we do like it.
I see that box way up high in the high school gym sometimes. It says KFSK on it.
Right, and there's people in there.
Mm-hmm.
And they are doing the commentary on the game. And then there's someone in your seat right now. And I'm hoping this year it'll be Joe Bertagnoli. Joe, I'm thinking of you right now. And then we had James Valentine and Zach Peeler, I think, doing the color commentary last year.
Cool.
So I didn't realize basketball was on us so soon. So we need to get on the pony and ride on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, another call?
We've got actually a few callers. We've got caller on line two. You are on the air first.
Good morning. Dave Berg calling.
Hi, Dave.
Hi. When I go on the air, I hear a little tone. That indicates that you're putting me on the air. So
oh.
It might be helpful to others.
That is helpful. Great.
Yeah, I wanted to let you know how sorry I am for your phone system being in trouble. It's very frustrating. It used to happen to us at Viking Travel, too.
Mm-hmm.
So you're definitely not alone. It's happening to other businesses in town. I wanted to clarify, you mentioned the moose meat. And, yes, Rotary Club is involved, the Petersburg Rotary Club, but not to the extent that that people realize. The moose meat comes from kills that are made illegally. When someone shoots a moose that is not the right size or configuration, that those people are usually prosecuted in the court system, and the moose meat is donated. The moose itself is butchered, and the penalty for it is payment of processing the moose, and that's done by the court system. What happens and how Rotary got involved is that we guarantee that payment is made to the butcher, whoever that happens to be. I know that Tonka Seafoods is involved with butchering moose and preparing it, packaging it, also the IGA store and Hammer Weekend have been involved in the past. But I think most recently it's being done by the folks at Tonka Seafoods. So Rotary guarantees it, and hopefully the hunter pays for the processing, and Rotary doesn't have to. But we needed someone. When Desi Burrell came up with this program through the court system, we needed someone to guarantee payment, and that's how Rotary got involved.
Okay.
I like the picture of you and Desi out hunting more than it was the illegal moose meat, but I think it's a very creative solution that she came up with, and it's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sure is. Anyway, so backstory, but hope you guys have a great day.
Okay. Thanks, Dave.
Dave.
You're welcome. Bye.
Again, the giveaway is £4 a piece. First come, first serve, 10 o'clock in the morning in front of Coastal Cold Storage tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, we have another caller on line 3. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is Sally calling from the Suns.
Hi,
it's
Sally.
Bingo tonight. Bingo tonight. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. You know, kick your shoes off the snow and come up the stairs and come and have bingo with us. We'll have the popcorn ready and the decaf coffee on. And tonight we're doing chicken salad sliders with cranberries in it.
Ooh.
And Christmas cookies or holiday cookies, I guess. So come on down for bingo. And you need to be 19 years or older to play. We will have pull tabs going and smiles on our faces and maybe a little Christmas music.
Oh, wow.
Sounds good, Sally.
And then my other hat, the Sons of Norway members and their families and guests are going to be yule bucking and yule boarding together, Christmas potluck dinner, and a Santa visit. And that is this Sunday at 5 p.m. The yule bucking for the membership will be from 5 to 6, roughly, and their guests. And then dinner will be served at 6 p.m., which Janet tells me is roast pork with cranberries and mashed potatoes served. Members bring a side dish or dessert.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah. And last night, again, I'm going to whine about this. I was driving home at 5 o'clock after doing a little shopping downtown because, you know, you got to buy local, keep the stores open. And on the way from downtown to my place at Sandy Beach, I passed 7 cars with one headlight. And people, get your cars ready for the road. Don't be doing that.
Okay.
Get them fixed.
So you think they were out or do you think they just had snow over them?
Oh,
one is on and one is not.
Okay.
And they compensate by turning the one on as a bright.
Ah, I see. Okay.
And it blinds you because you don't know which side of the car is on the road that you're going to hit if, you know, you have to bump out a berm.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Okay.
Because it's dark out.
We did notice that. We did.
Yeah,
and yes, it's true. That's something Hoopy's always talked about, is making sure all your lights work, especially on these dark days.
The one-eyed monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, the one-eyed monsters. Oh. They're scary.
Oh, Mom used to tell me there was a game like that where if you noticed a car that only had one headlight, you're supposed to say a word. Do you remember that game, Sally?
I do, but it's not, you can't say it. It's a four-letter word.
No, that's not the game I heard about. Anyway.
I play in the car. When I see them, I play that game in the car.
Okay. Oh, well, anyway, lots of calls mounting up. Thanks so much, Sally, for the information.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Sally. Bye-bye. All right. And we're slowly working our way through these callers. We have another caller on line 4. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning. I got a two-part deal here going on. I have a Honda 2,000-watt generator. Runs good, works good. I just upgraded. I have a bigger one now. And I'd like $350 for that.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty good deal. They're $1,400 brand new.
Wow.
And part two is I could use a roof rake if anybody's got one to loan out maybe or possibly sell. I could trade for plowing your driveway possibly if that interests you. My number is 518-0229.
Okay. Could trade for plowing. Wow. This is a hot item. You're going to get some calls now.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I need the roof rakes what I need.
Yeah, you do, but the generator is really handy if we lose power.
That's very true.
Yeah, you bet. So feel free to call. I'm standing by.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks.
You bet. Have a good day.
All right. And we have another caller on line one. You're on the air.
Hello, friends. This is Nicole McMurrin. How's the day?
Good, Nicole.
Good. Well, thanks for taking the call. I'm just calling in to remind people of the Winter Community Concert that's coming up on December 21st. That's Sunday, solstice, at 4 p.m. in the afternoon. And it takes place in the Lutheran Church Sanctuary, where they've got fabulous acoustics and a really nice grand piano. And what the concert is sort of like an opportunity for some of our adult musicians to come and perform for the community and share songs of the season. So if you're a practice musician and you'd like to join the program, reach out, give me a call at 907-518-4223. We do create a program and, you know, a line of events, so we like to know who would be interested in performing. And then community, please do join us. It's usually a nice afternoon.
It's a lovely event. Yeah, that acoustics in the Lutheran Church are just amazing, so mm-hmm. that will be very festive.
We're going to have some different sounds. We've got a little jazz band playing, we got a little banjo going, we've got some different sounds, so it'll be a nice variety. And thank you very much to the station for reading out the promos for Spellnow and helping me wrestle up the acts. We appreciate it. Thanks for all you do.
Thank you, Nicole.
Thank you.
Yes, bye.
Bye, Nicole. All right. And now we have another caller on line two. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey, this is Jim Eastwood. We had a little problem with, we had a house and dog sitter arranged, and it kind of fell through, so I need a house and dog sitter from the 27th of December to around the 1st of February.
Okay.
My number is 907-723-1132, or Gail's number is 518-4232.
So it's 723-1132 and 518, what's the rest of her, Gail's number?
4232.
And the 27th to the 1st of February, and house and dog sitter.
Yeah.
Okay, Jim. Good luck with that.
And we got full TV, internet, whatever. So
all the amenities.
Thanks.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jim. Good luck.
Yep. Bye.
All right. Well, those are all the callers that we have for right now.
I'm very glad that Taylor Heckert came in to answer phones.
Yeah. Shout out to Taylor Heckert on the phones.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And thanks for stepping in for helping me do Tradio, Julie.
Oh, no problem. We miss Chris, but she will be back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So anyway, should we start a rundown?
I say let's start a rundown.
Yeah, and then we can
interrupt. If people are listening and something comes to mind that you want to get on the air, you can still call us at 907-531-8049.
Thank you for doing the number again. So we'll start with Sarah Holmgren. She had lots of information. So if you're looking outside and going, I didn't get a Christmas tree, that was too bad. But you still can, because you can go down to Bloomsterhus and pick one out. Right there, they have a handful of trees still, and Close Up is accepting donations. $50 donation suggested, and you could pick up a Christmas tree without waiting up to your hips in snow. Yeah, so that's still a possibility for you. Also, Close Up students are wrapping presents on Men's Night Out, which is on the 19th. That's next Friday, a week from today. And they will be wrapping gifts at Anchor Properties, 4 to 8. Men, what an opportunity. You can shop. You can have treats, and you can have someone else wrap the presents. It doesn't get easier than that.
It's true.
Right. And the high school varsity basketball team is going to be playing the alumni on Saturday afternoon at 4. Before that, there'll be a couple scrimmages with JV teams. So it's an afternoon of basketball. And then Kahlua Pork Dinner Fundraiser at 4. And you can get a meal there, or you can take it to go for $25 at the Viking Cafe. If you want to call for tickets, it helps them to know how many people are going to want to come and get the Kahlua pork dinner. The number to call for tickets is 877-526-7656. And that's for Saturday. Dave Berg came to clarify where the moose meat comes from that's being donated. He and Desi are not going hunting. No, this is an idea that Desi came up with. The illegal moose that were taken, you know, by accident during the season, the meat's donated. The hunters pay for the processing. The meat's donated to nonprofits. And now some of it, what's left over, will be given away in front of Coastal Cold Storage starting at 10 o'clock tomorrow morning. Families can have 4 pounds each. They have about 200 pounds to give away. It's first come, first served. So thanks, Dave, for clarifying that.
Educational, actually.
Yeah.
I learned something.
I'm learning a lot during Tradio. Mm-hmm. Sally called, and she's talking about bingo tonight, of course. And you have to be 19 years old to play. Doors open at 6. Bingo starts at 7. It's upstairs. They'll be having chicken salad sliders with cranberries and Christmas cookies.
At the Sons of Norway Hall.
At the Sons of Norway Hall, that's right. So thank you for making sure I got that. And also at the Sons of Norway Hall on Sunday afternoon for members and guests and family of the Sons of Norway. It's the Yule board, and it starts with Yule bucking at 5, dinner at 6, and then Santa is coming. So that is for Sunday evening at 5. And you have another caller?
Wow, you are correct. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Caller on line one, you're on the air.
It's Sally again.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, did anybody call about the cookie walk tomorrow at Holy Cross House?
No, but I've been announcing it every break.
Oh, good. I'm making my fourth batch of cookies this morning, and I know there's a lot of other people getting their butter out and getting it softened to do it, so come on by and...
We'll say it again, because if people listen at Tradio that don't listen to me in the morning...
Mm-hmm.
Well, there's been a kind of a discussion on what time. Some people said 11 to 2, and some said 10 to 1, and I'm not sure which one is correct.
That is troubling.
What do you have, Julie? Yeah.
What
I have from 11 to 2 at the Holy Cross House, and that's what I've been reading all week, so...
I hope it's
good.
Happening
Let's
then.
Let's go with that.
Let's go with that. The nice thing about it is wonderful cooks from all over town provide cookies for this event. You can fill a tin up and
buy
the pound, $15 a pound. Hey, cheap at any price. After burning a lot of Christmas cookies, I know I'd rather do this. Buy the cookies there. Then you can send them away, and people will think you made them. Of course, if you serve them in town, people will recognize them. But it's a wonderful event, and it's a fundraiser for Good Beginnings Preschool.
Yeah.
Do I have all the details right?
I think so. And it's kind of fun to see who's been baking and trying new recipes.
Sally, are you trying a new recipe?
I am right now. It's called Sugar Cookie Confetti Bars with Confetti Frosting.
Ooh.
Wow. I hope it's colorful.
Very good.
I also tried another one. It's a gingerbread blossom with a peppermint kiss, a red and white kiss in the middle.
Wow.
I've got two new ones this year.
Oh, boy.
Oh,
that's
boy.
Enough to get me there.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sally.
Anyway, thanks again, you guys.
Okay.
Bye.
Well, the cookie walk.
Well, the cookie walk.
It is a wonderful thing.
Talk about a cakewalk.
Yeah. You just go and fill up tins of cookies. No mess, no fuss, no frosting on the ceiling. It's a wonderful
thing. Sounds like a story, Julie.
Well, what kind of. Oh. Anyway, moving on. Honda 2,000-watt generator for some lucky person for $350.
What
you know?
A steal.
That is a great deal, usually about $1,400.
And then you can have the lights on while your neighbors only have candles.
Yeah, well, then you'll have your neighbors, too, at your house. But it's a wonderful thing because power and light is doing a great job keeping the lights on. We're trying to help them, aren't we, conserving electricity as we can. But times like this, we can have power outages. A generator is great. So the Honda 2,000-watt generator for $350. You can call 518-0229. The caller also looking for a roof rake to get snow off the roof and would trade for plowing snow out of your driveway.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like a heck of a deal. Anyway, again, the number for the roof rake or the generator, 518-0229. So selling the generator, seeking a roof rake. Nicole called about the Christmas concert That's going to be next Sunday, the 21st, at 4 in the Lutheran Church Sanctuary with its wonderful acoustics. Practice musicians can call to be put on the program, and the number is 907-518-4223. And Jim Eastwood called. He is looking for a house and dog sitter December 27th through the 1st of February. And if you're interested, call 907-723-1132 or 518-4232.
Cool.
Wow. That was a lot of callers.
I feel like that was really successful. I learned something. Mm-hmm. I now have plans for the weekend.
Yes.
I know what cookies Sally is making, you know.
Right.
You can get it all here, folks.
Exactly. That's why it's so important that we keep Tradio going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So thank you for all the callers clarifying details on upcoming events.
Yeah. And thank you, Julie, and thank you to Taylor Heckert on the phones.
Yes. And we look forward to doing Tradio again on Wednesday.
Yeah. All right.
Do I have to sing the theme song now?
Oh, can you as we go out?
No.
Ready? One, two, three, go.
Nope. Today's broadcast of Tradio on KFSK comes from Alaska Commercial Electronics, with sales, installation, and service of marine electronics, including Furuno and Nobletech, in Petersburg since 1986. Alaska Commercial Electronics, 907-772-3893. And from the Tongass Federal Credit Union, now with a dedicated member call center and free financial counseling on Main Street and at 907-772-2900, open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5. Also with support from Apex Refrigeration and Heating, available for industrial, commercial, and residential refrigeration and heating needs at 907-650-7615.